And a very good evening from me to you. Nigel Ogden here with another 40 minutes worth of scintillating sounds from the organ world. And to get this week's show on the road, music from the pen of Mr. Henry Mancini, and one of his most beautiful numbers, Charade, given the up-tempo Alec Leader treatment on the BBC theatre organ. The BBC Theatre Organ and Charade, played by Alec Leader. Now, when an organist is given a new piece of music which he's never seen before, he's obviously got to use his musical judgment, together with the markings on the score, to decide on the best interpretation. However, the problem's soon solved if you can get the composer to play the piece himself, because then there really can't be any argument about it. So here's Eric Pepp on Yamaha DX7 to show us how it ought to be done with his own LD Rag.
Thank you.
LD Rag, composed and played by Eric Pepp on Yamaha DX7. Well, here's a nice batch of golden oldies for you, which Howard Beaumont has called his strum-along medley. So if you happen to have a ukulele, banjo or guitar handy, grab it quickly and do join in.
Thank you.
Howard Beaumont on Hammond 146K2 with his strum-along medley, and I'm sure you don't need me to list all those well-known melodies. Well, even buglers have to take a holiday sometime, and here's Leroy Anderson's musical interpretation of Same, courtesy of Carolyn Riddick at the console of the Granada Walthamstow Christie. Twelve ranks of beautiful Christie pipework there, put to excellent use by Carolyn Riddick at the Granada Walthamstow with the Bugler's Holiday. A little bit of electronic nostalgia this week in terms of both organ and organist. The latter is the legendary Harold Smart, whose untimely death a few years ago was a bitter blow to the electronic organ world. He was certainly one of the most brilliant musicians it's ever been my pleasure to know, a sentiment which I know is echoed by hundreds of his admirers and colleagues throughout the music world. Although much of Harold's time in later years was spent demonstrating Thomas organs, there were quite a number of occasions when he did some work for other organ companies. And here's a track featuring the National SX7000. Remember them? And a distinctive Smart styling of The Girl from Ipanema. Thank you. Harold Smart on National SX 7000 with the girl from Ipanema. Well, I'll be turning up this week's page in the Concert Diary very shortly, after we've heard from Chris Booth in full control of a Technics Pro 90 and three synthesizers with his version of Perdido. Perdido from Chris Booth on Technics Pro 90. Tomorrow, the 5th, at 7:30 p.m, Peter Lish plays at the 3J's Gomersall. At 11 a.m. on Sunday the 6th, Ken Stroud at the Odeon Leicester Square. At 2:30, Alfred Furnish at Ossett Town Hall. And at 3 o'clock, I'll be playing the Thursford Organ Museum Wurlitzer. Finally, next Wednesday, the 9th, Doreen Chadwick, supported by 12-year-old Craig Boswell, will be playing at Burton-on-Trent Town Hall at 7:30 p.m. And before we move on to this week's special feature, here's the Krumar 2003 and Rise, played by Trevor Daniels. Rise, played for us there by Trevor Daniels on the Crumar 2003. And for the remainder of the programme, this week's personality profile turns the spotlight on the career of one of the best-known Reginalds in the theatre organ world, Reginald Porter Brown. Born in Barnsley, Reg's first cinema appointments were on two straight organs in the Manchester area, and then having been introduced to a proper Christie Theatre organ at the Theatre Royal in Preston, he returned to Manchester in 1932 to open the fine 10-rank Compton in yet another Theatre Royal. During the early 30s, the Theatre Royals were taken under the ABC banner, and in 1933 Reg was sent to Torquay to open the Regal's 3-manual 12-rank Compton, a fine instrument which Reg exploited to the full. It was from the Regal that he began his broadcasting career, and some 40 years later he returned to Torquay for two summer seasons, and Robin Richmond grasped the opportunity to make some recordings of him for The Organist Entertains. Well, here's one which ably demonstrates why Reg Porter Brown earned himself the title of the organist with three hands. There's certainly a lot happening in this arrangement of Nola. Reginald Porter Brown's very clever arrangement of Nola played on the Regal Torquay Compton. During his four-year residency at Torquay, he was sent along the coast to open the Forum Southampton Compton in 1935, and the following year he had the honour of being one of the four organists invited to open the first BBC theatre organ in St George's Hall, London, his co-performers on that occasion being Reginald Fort, Quentin MacLean and Harold Ramsay. In 1937, Reg left Torquay, swapping places with Arthur Williams, the organist from the Southampton Forum. And during this period, he began his close association with the magnificent dual-purpose Compton in the city's Guildhall. And in fact, he continued broadcasting from there after a bomb put the Forum organ out of action for the duration of the war. In 1946, the BBC bought Reginald Fort's Touring Moller to replace their own theatre organ, which had been destroyed by enemy action in 1940. And in the years to follow, Reg made quite a few broadcasts on this fine 5-manual 27-rank instrument, one of which included the Petite Marche. The Petite Marche from Reg Porter Brown playing the BBC Moller. In 1944, Reg joined Granada Theatres and stayed with them for the next 10 years, making guest appearances at cinemas throughout the circuit. From 1954 to 59, he was to be found at the South Parade Pier, Southsea, during the summer season, and then came another 8-year period with ABC, based at the Ritz, Richmond. On the 15th of December 1959, he broadcast from the beautiful Wurlitzer of the Regal, Kingston-on-Thames, and included Franz Lehár's Wild Roses.
Thank you.
1967, Reg returned to the Forum Southampton. And then 2 years later came the return to the Regal, or ABC as it had now become, in Torquay. And judging by the size of the audiences, it was quite obvious that there were a lot of people who remembered the artistry and popularity of this man during his residency there in the 1930s. After ABC dispensed with the services of their last three organists in 1970, Reg became one of the busiest performers on the British theatre organ concert circuit. And in 1972, he went on a hugely successful tour of Australia. I think it's fair to say that in general, theatre organ enthusiasts either loved or loathed Reginald Porter Brown's style of playing. But he undoubtedly possessed an incredible technique and a great flair for originality. Well, to end this week's personality profile, here's an item recorded during the Australian tour I mentioned a moment ago, with Reg playing his own tuba tune on the five-manual Monster in Sydney Town Hall. And so with Reginald Porter Brown playing his own tuba tune on the organ of Sydney Town Hall, we end the show for today. Thanks very much for being with me this evening, and I hope to have the pleasure of your company at 9:30 next Friday. Until then, from producer Peter Pilbeam and me, Nigel Ogden, take care and bye-bye.